Power in Weakness, a compilation.
God works through incredibly flawed people. God could have chosen to only work through people who have their acts together, but he wouldn't get much done that way. The fact is, we're all broken. We who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots in order to show that the supreme power belongs to God, not to us. God uses weak people to show his power. God chose to put his glory in clay pots. If you drop a clay pot, it will break, just like you and me. We're breakable spiritually, physically, and emotionally. The history of the church is filled with examples of how God works through hurt and broken people. God puts his greatest gifts in common clay containers, so he gets the credit. God did this over and over again in the Bible, even before he established his church. Hebrews 11:32-34 says, "I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength." I love that final phrase, "whose weakness was turned to strength." That's what God does with us. He takes our weakness and turns it into a strength. The Bible describes Gideon as a mighty man of valor. Yet he was a coward who hid in a wine press when the angel appeared to him in Judges 6:11-12. He was the youngest kid from the weakest family and in the weakest tribe. But God made him strong. Peter was anything but stable. He was Mr. Impulsive throughout the Gospels. But Jesus told him, "You're a rock." He turned Peter into a rock of stability for the early church. David, an adulterer and murderer, was called a man after God's own heart. Abraham is called the father of faith, yet he had so little faith that he twice told his wife to lie in order to save his own life. Hudson Taylor, a British missionary to China in the 19th century, once said, "All God's giants have been weak people." You can see the truth of that statement throughout the Bible. You can see it in the lives of the great giants of church history. God loves to use weak people to fulfill his will. Rick Warren. God says in his word, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things to confound the mighty." He says, "When I am weak, then am I strong." Now, this is all contrary to human logic and natural expectations, but God is showing that his way of doing things is quite contrary to human logic and natural expectations. In Isaiah 27:5, God says, "Take hold of my strength." And Isaiah 49:5 says, "My God shall be my strength." The wise Christian will say, I have no strength of my own. I can't do these things alone. I have to have God's strength and help. I must have God on my side. Then, because of your utter dependence on God, the Lord will come to your aid. He'll back you with all the resources of heaven, and the scripture is then fulfilled, My strength is made perfect in weakness. This is why, along the highway of life, the most beautiful souls you'll ever meet, the most dedicated Christians, are those that have learned this lesson. And they've learned it many times in great suffering and weakness. They've known their lack, felt their weakness, and knew that their only help was from the Lord. They knew that they would have to reach beyond all human strength and depend utterly upon the strength of their God. Thus they become empty of self and humble. It is of them that God says then, My strength is made perfect in weakness. Virginia Brandt Berg. As the Apostle Paul begins to close his letter to the Ephesian church, he makes this appeal. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. The word translated be strong here actually means be strengthened, as rendered in the New English translation. Finally, be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Jesus said, remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The believer's empowerment comes from being in Jesus. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But in Christ, we have at our disposal all the strength of his might. Through the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the Lord's power makes us able or capable. He strengthens us with everything we need for any task. True Christian strength comes from recognizing our utter dependence on God. This is what Paul meant when he wrote, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. Often we are strongest in the Lord when we operate in the realm of human weakness. God allowed Satan to afflict Paul, but God's purpose was to keep Paul humble and to demonstrate his power in his life. But Jesus said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. The power of Christ in the Christian's life can be defined as power in weakness, for the Lord's grace is found through recognition of our weakness. Throughout the Bible, God delights in demonstrating his power in situations where human strength is lacking. When we are weak in ourselves, we are strong in the Lord, because God's strength becomes evident. For he was crucified in weakness, but he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him. By God's power. From gotquestions.org. Some people are used to having so much natural strength and drive that when they don't have it, it really gets them down. But that can be the very thing that stands in the way of the Lord showing his strength. That's why the Lord had Paul say, When I'm weak, then I am strong. For his strength is made perfect in weakness. It takes strength to try to be good, act good, look good. Whereas this kind of strength is strictly from the Lord. You just have to accept it from the Lord. It's like salvation. There's nothing you can do for it except to receive it by faith. Let go and let God. David Brandt Berg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.